Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. As always, you're invited. If you want to join us on the radio, you can do that. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, we've got Ian.
And Conan.
You can bring up whatever you want. Both Conan and I tonight, we still want to talk about what's been happening in Canada. Because it ain't over.
It ain't over, and it's come to exactly what I said it would 2 weeks ago.
What did you say?
They weren't going to get anywhere.
They, meaning the protest.
Because their peaceful activism isn't going to change Trudeau's mind ever, and the police chief and the health minister and all these yahoos who are stomping them down, the boot on their heads, on their necks.
Conan, I think we can say everybody knew Trudeau wasn't going to step down, right? But they did. I mean, during the period of the 3 weeks, all of the provinces, at least as far as I can tell, even Quebec, announced rolling back of the vaccine passports.
They were already doing that. All over the world, they were coming back. The left, who support this, who support mm-hmm. the lockdowns and the vaccine and the masks more than anyone else, they were already turning tail and backing off because it's an election season. An election year.
And they could ramp it back up anytime they want to.
In fact, if anything... The fact that the honking took place while everyone was backing off, I think made it worse. I think Trudeau would have already backed off a little bit, but when these guys came out and made a fool of him, he had to hunker down and he had to make a point. Because if he had admitted defeat, that he would take that to the grave with him.
The thing is, Conan, I don't think that, even though your point is that countries around the world were backing off, Canada wasn't. Until the trucker protest, the Freedom Convoy.
I think that they would have backed off without the honking.
Maybe they would have. We don't get the benefit of having, A world versus B world to compare.
Well, actually, we do have an A versus B, two different realities are at war with each other right now.
Well, we're gonna get into that. That's something you want to talk about here tonight. But I wanted to give an update, because like I said, we've been following this closely over the last few weeks that this has been going on. It's been an amazing event, an amazing protest. That despite the fact that it did not bring the power structure to its knees, I don't think anybody realistically who's been familiar with, protests believed that that was going to happen.
I think it's probably been one of the most effective protests in my lifetime. Now, I understand back in the 70s, the last oil crisis, I think that there were trucker revolts here in this country before I was born.
When you say effective, what do you mean by that? Effective how?
Millions and millions of dollars lost of revenue of huge companies who weren't able to get their vehicles, especially the trucking industry, the vehicle industry, not able to deliver their arsenal of vehicles right there. There's a big problem.
It was effective also making
government look stupid.
Yes.
And calling them out for the tyrants that they all are, not just Trudeau, all of these yahoos.
Yeah, it brought people together in a way that had never happened in Canada. It was a level of protest that had never transpired there. There was a guy, Dan Dix from Press for Tooth, who was around for the G20 protests, which were apparently pretty big in Canada. He said this topped that easily. So you got the benefit of the networking. You got the benefit of reinforcing the people who believe in freedom, giving them something to believe in. And so there's a lot, I think, that this protest did for the freedom movement as well. Plus, it was this sort of shining example to the rest of the world. There were a lot of copycat protests that happened in Europe and in other places.
And we might be getting our own.
And there might be one in the United States. Some say as soon as tomorrow, starting, they're calling it the People's Convoy. Yep. Now,
just in time for the State of the Union on the 1st?
No, well, that's what some people were saying originally, but now they're saying they're not going to arrive till the 5th, so it's going to be like a 10-day transport across the United States.
If they're able to even get in to D.C., there might be there's already a police presence. There might also be military presence.
Yeah, word yesterday was that they're already telling police officers they cannot have any time off as of right now until further notice, basically.
Like they're not already getting enough overtime this whole last 2 years.
On the other hand, there, of course, would be the conspiracy theory that maybe this was indeed done to increase the crackdown, that this is an excuse to crack down, that the World Economic Forum wants to see countries like Canada and the United States and you know all their little member countries in a total police state,
And
this gives give them the excuse to do that.
And they and take control of your bank account.
There's that too, yeah.
This is a perfect opportunity for martial law. What is it called? The Emergency Act?
Emergencies Act, which, by the way, was upheld. So there was a chance for the House of Commons
to vote it down.
To vote this thing down to say, Trudeau, you've gone too far. This is crazy. This is completely uncalled for. The Emergencies Act, by the way, and I don't know if I have the article that I was reading last night, but. There was a piece that I was reading that says the Emergencies Act can only be brought into play under its own rules with, like, crazy violence going on.
And that's why they say, that's why everyone and their sister's brother, mainstream media, I'm talking about you, are talking about how these are violent activists.
Which they weren't.
Which they weren't. They had them out there with their saunas and their bounty castles
kids.
and their disco parties. Yeah, no violence was taking place at all. Stop saying it. You can't make it happen.
Yeah.
But they do, and that's how he got this passed.
The motion to confirm the declaration of emergency powers passed 185 to 151,
wow.
Basically along party lines in Canada. Now, there's more than two parties in Canada because they've got a parliamentary system, and so it's a little different up there, but... Yeah, overwhelming support, basically, to continue the state of emergency, which is basically martial law, without using the military as of this point, but to a total police state is what they rolled out. Now, is that the same thing that's going to happen here in the United States? Because remember, after January 6th, there was the National Guard. Thousands of National Guard members were brought into Washington, D.C., remember, for the inauguration, and January 6th was used as the excuse for that. And what did they do?
We're still talking about is what they did.
Well, there's that, but they also locked down the streets. They had checkpoints everywhere. They had these, like, barriers that they put up. I remember images from that where barriers were erected in the streets to where streets that were previously two-way were modified into a one-way street. And you could only one row of cars could pass through these barriers. So there was just no way to go a second direction down the street. They had choked off all of the streets, and of course they had military members or National Guard members, just like in Ottawa, where they have police literally everywhere. There's 100 checkpoints in the so-called red zone in the city of Ottawa.
Yep.
So you cannot walk more than 3 to 5 minutes on foot before you encounter more cops asking you who you are.
Asking for your papers, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've seen video of this. That is exactly what is going on in the city of Ottawa now with the claim that, oh, well, it's an emergency, so
that we'll,
just
we,
keep going.
We'll see. We're a different type. We Americans are a different type.
Do you think Americans aren't going to just put up with this in the cities?
Well, we're going to talk about that in this article I'm talking about.
Yeah, the cities
versus the actual middle class, working class people out there. The Canadians they complain a lot, and the fact that it is as bad as it is in Canada versus here is a little bit different. Is one of the reasons why we haven't had our own convoy first. And this took place
in
Australia.
Worse in Canada, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, but the fact that it came to this, that people actually got off their duffs and actually went out and did this, it speaks volumes to me. Because they're just a complaining lot. They're the Queens. It's a Queens country. They're whole different blood. It doesn't come to that here in the States because, well, first of all, we weren't locked down. Our truckers weren't locked down. Like a lot of the cities are in this country,
yeah.
So it didn't hurt as much as say Australia, New Zealand, Canada. So it's a whole different kettle of fish.
Yeah, there aren't as many of the vaccine mandates or the vaccine passports in the United States. There's some big cities that have them, But New York City and New Orleans and Chicago, they have them, mm-hmm. San Francisco, but the bulk of the country doesn't. But nonetheless, there may very well be one starting up tomorrow. But one of the things I wanted to focus on, but until we get to where you wanted to come to, Conan, tonight, which is these different types of realities for people, which I want to get into that. First, the reality of what's happening to Tamara Litch, one of the organizers,
right.
One of the more noteworthy, the more visible organizers. She was arrested on Thursday. Her bail hearing was this morning, and she has been denied bail. We'll give you the details coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news! Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the number is 603-283-6160. 6160. You can join us here and you can bring up whatever is on your mind. We're talking right now about the fallout after the Ottawa Freedom Convoy that went on for an epic 3 weeks until the police state formed itself. They took their sweet time doing it, but boy, did they come down hard on the convoy, making
I don't think they thought that it would turn into what it did.
No.
I don't think they had any clue. Like I said, this level of protest, I don't think has been seen, not in my lifetime. Maybe Occupy. Wall Street, but that was our protest. I'm talking Canada.
Yeah, no, Canada's never seen anything like this. And so it was pretty epic. We've been paying close attention to it and still continue to watch what's going on there because it's not over. The protesters themselves have said they're not done. The police crushing them in Ottawa, as they did violently with over 190 arrests, including the organizers. We're going to talk about one of them here being denied bail. But the protesters said, this isn't over. We're going to keep this thing going. We may show up in different cities. You don't know what we're going to do next, but they'll figure something out.
Yeah. Well, how many truckers? 100 and... Or they're not necessarily all truckers, but I mean, just that.
Many were supporters.
200 truckers taken off the roads?
Hard to say. Well, they may still be coming after the truckers later because the threats from the police in the city of Ottawa were, if you were involved in this protest.
The chief of police.
And they were taking down license plates, so they know, right?
Oh, yeah.
If you were involved in this protest, we're coming after you later.
This one Yahoo who took over was asked specifically, do you intend to go after these individuals after the fact? And he's like, absolutely.
Yes.
We're gonna use every little bit of energy that we have to make a point.
And of course, when they do that, it's a smart tactic on their part because when they go to a guy's house, there's no one around.
That's how they do it.
Who's going?
This
to
is
see.
How they do it.
There's not going to be a bunch of protesters nearby that are going to hop to it with video cameras and catch the arrest on video. They're not going to know where he's being taken because they're not going to be there to see it happen. Only his family is going to be there to witness it. We'll be lucky if we even hear. I mean, obviously, we're not intimately connected with the protest movement there, but you know, if we even hear about it when it starts to go down, I think we'll be lucky.
Yeah, if you say they go to their house, I don't know. Some of these guys are losing their livelihoods. They got this one of these mayors who's talking about the confiscated trucks. He's talking about selling them.
Wow. And these guys are owner-operators.
So these poor truckers might be living under a bridge in the next 2 years. I mean, how are they going to survive this?
Right, and they've also, there's been speculation from the government gang that they may take their licenses, right? Like their CDLs.
Oh, yeah, they were talking about that like a week and a half ago.
Right. Now, I don't know.
And not just licensures, but also denying them insurance. Going to the insurance companies and saying, you need to deny these truckers, they're terrorists. Domestic terrorists, you can't insure these guys. And I don't know that... A trucker is going to be able to do his job
without insurance. Yeah,
I mean, I guess you could, but I mean, it's dangerous.
Well, why would someone hire you if you don't have insurance?
Exactly.
You know, you got to insure the load, I imagine, at the very least. So the update here that I wanted to make sure that we give out is about the organizer. One of the organizers, one of the key fundraisers, Tamara Litch. She was, when you looked at the GoFundMe, as far as who, you know, because GoFundMe will tell you who the people are that are behind the fundraiser. She was one of two names. It was her and a guy named B.J. Dichter. Now, from what I understand, B.J. has not yet been arrested. However, he claims that his finances have been frozen. So credit cards, bank accounts, that sort of thing has been frozen. I've not yet seen any reports of his arrest. Tamara was arrested on the streets of Ottawa back on Thursday last week. So right before the crackdown came.
Right.
Because the crackdown started on Friday and then continued on Saturday. By Sunday, they had towed all of the trucks out of there, and they had moved all of the protesters out of the so-called red zone.
Yeah, these tow truck drivers with their vehicles all taped up so you could see their organization and
balaclavas on, yeah.
What a bunch of cowards, man. What a bunch of absolute cowards. And you cops, too.
Embarrassing.
Absolutely horrific morality or lack of.
So here's the update. Tamara Litch, according to the CBC, which is the government's own propaganda arm there in Canada.
Ministry of Truth.
Mm-hmm, a major organizer of the so-called Freedom Convoy. They always love putting so-called in front of that.
That's yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. They'll chuckle about it, and then they always refer to the truckers or the honking as the so-called activists or so-called protesters. What does that even mean? I know what it means.
It's a base.
It's rhetorical.
Know, concept. Yeah. I mean, I use it regularly when I talk about so-called authorities and so-called. So, I mean, we use it that way.
Yeah, too. But that's true.
Yeah.
These are not so-called activists. They are, in fact, 100% activists.
And it really was the Freedom Convoy.
Yes. So, I mean, what is so-called about it?
She was denied bail this morning in Ottawa. The Alberta woman behind the now-halted GoFundMe campaign that raised over $10 million in Canadian dollars to support the protest in Ottawa was arrested and charged Thursday with counseling to commit mischief. Now, again, I'm not real sure what that means. I suspect that's the equivalent of a conspiracy charge. Like, you know, you've conspired with another person, you've counseled them.
Right, right.
Before her arrest, she told journalists she wasn't concerned about being arrested, didn't think the protest was illegal, and also said her bank account's been frozen. On Tuesday, the judge said she was not convinced that Litch would go home, stay there, and stop her alleged counseling. So that was what the other guy had agreed to. So there was two people who were the so-called organizers that were arrested.
So-called.
I'm calling them so-called organizers because...
Oh, yeah, wait. And this, I'm sorry. In this case, absolutely. Because we don't know that these are actual like leaders or ringleaders.
Well, I could tell
ringleaders.
You, Tamara Litch was definitely like one of the go-to girls as far as commentary from the media, as far as she was the woman, one of the two people behind the fundraiser. So in that way, she was a quote-unquote organizer.
Right.
But I hesitate to call anyone an organizer of what is ostensibly a decentralized movement. But that said, her name was fairly prominent. And the other guy whose name I didn't recognize, I think his name was Brown, somebody, Chris Brown or something like that. I apologize if I'm getting the name wrong. I don't have it in front of me. But he was released on Friday on extreme bail conditions of home confinement. And so he had to go back to Saskatoon, where he lives, on home confinement. He is not allowed to speak in favor of these protests ever again, or at the very least until his trial. That is part of his bail conditions
wow.
in this case. In this case, they're saying she, the judge, does not believe Tamara would be able to agree to those bail. Or even if she agreed to them, that she wouldn't follow them. She would not go home. She would not stay at her home and stop her alleged counseling. The Ontario Superior Court Justice Julie Bourgeois said, quote, "This community has already been impacted enough by some of the criminal activity and blockades you took part in and even led. You have had plenty of opportunity to remove yourself and even others from this criminal activity, but obstinately chose not to and persistently counseled others not to either. In Canada, every citizen can certainly disagree with and protest against government decisions, but it needs to be done in a democratic fashion, in abidance with the laws that have been established democratically," the judge said. In denying
so that
bail.
Means no change for you. It's already set up. We got our system the way we like it, and we've built it in such a way that you can't change it.
She's facing, by the way, apparently as much as a decade in prison, according to something I read. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We'll continue with the news here on what's happening with
Sad time.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russian troops continue to pour into two breakaway regions of eastern Ukraine, President Biden with a message for us all.
As I said last week, Defending freedom will have cost for us as well and here at home. We need to be honest about that.
Biden calling the move by the Russians a flagrant violation of international law and unveiling a round of tough financial sanctions against Russia. As far as how we will feel this here in the United States, Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com says you can expect to pay more at the pump in the near future.
We're talking about $4 a gallon nationally. California could hit $5. Probably even beyond that, California could reach $5.50 and even could near that $6 gallon mark.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. This is USA Radio News. As COVID cases continue to decline, the CDC is looking to update their guidance regarding masks.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to loosen its indoor masking guidelines to states very soon. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the CDC, is expected to announce masking guidelines Wednesday at a White House COVID-19 response team briefing. At this time, nothing has been finalized yet, but the CDC is considering a new benchmark for whether masks are needed or not. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Americans are reporting more losses due to fraud last year. The FTC saying consumers reported losing nearly $6 billion to fraud in 2021. That's a 70% jump from 2020. Almost 3 million individuals filing fraud reports, the most in 20 years. About a quarter of those scams led to consumers losing an average of $500. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and phones are open here if you want to join the show. The number for you is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Conan.
Coming up, are there two different realities? Conan is going to dig into that concept in regards to how it relates to the Freedom Convoy, the protests that have been going on for weeks that sadly were broken up over the weekend. On the way, also, we got a clip from Bill Gates talking about what makes him sad.
Dr. Bill.
Oh, he's a doctor now?
He's America's doctor. Oh, well, he's the world's doctor. He's always been it. Oh, you didn't know?
No.
You didn't know?
I've never heard that.
I'm just kidding, of course.
Oh, okay.
He sure acts like he's one, and a scientist, and a virologist.
Yeah, he's just a computer programmer.
If that even.
Because yeah. Some people say he stole some code.
Yeah, exactly. He's a thief.
Ian and Conan here. And by the way, we've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token. And you can get it on a centralized exchange called X Markets. EXMarkets.com is where you can go. Use just an email address to sign up. You can keep your privacy intact. And you can then deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies there, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and then use that Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org and buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. So there's really not much else to say here about Tamara Litch, the judge in the case. a robed woman, said she found Litch, who is one of the organizers, allegedly, of the Freedom Convoy, to be guarded and, quote, almost obstructive.
Almost. So it's a conspiracy.
Yeah.
So shouldn't the penalty be a little less than, I don't know, 10 years in jail?
Well, I saw that somewhere. I feel like it was in this article, but now it's just saying that the judge is saying she could face a, quote, lengthy stay in prison if convicted. Tamara is expected back in court on March 2nd, maybe for another crack at bail, but for right now she's been denied bail, the judge saying she doesn't believe that Litch would go home. She doesn't believe she would stay home and or stop her alleged counseling. Counseling to commit mischief is what she's been charged with.
Unbelievable. By the way, Ottawa Mayor Jim Watson, under the Emergencies Act, I've asked our solicitor and our city manager, how can we keep the tow trucks and campers and the vans and everything else that we've confiscated and sell those pieces of equipment to help recoup some of the cost that our taxpayers are absorbing?
Wow.
Watson also cited losses by physical businesses as one of the reasons he would attempt to sell off impounded vehicles.
Earlier, like the businesses are going to get a piece of that.
No, they're not. Exactly. Earlier on Saturday, City Treasurer Wendy Stevenson claimed the management or the mangling that managing the protest was costing the city approximately $1 million or $785,000 per day.
Ridiculous. Like they had to do anything.
Exactly. If they hadn't done anything, still the businesses would have suffered.
Not really. The businesses that
unless they remained open, unlike a couple of the businesses that decided that it was super spreaders and they needed to close their doors.
Right.
Other than that, everyone and his sister's brother was making hand over
big
foot, making big money. Where do you think these people are eating?
Exactly. I mean, there were some free food tents, but sometimes you want to sit down and eat at a restaurant or go use their bathroom or whatever, right? Like, there are reasons to go to these restaurants. And there was a footage I saw out in front of two businesses in Ottawa. One was closed. The other was open. And you know what you were going to see. The open one was packed full of people.
Exactly. Every other month, these same yahoos who are complaining right now are trying to set up events like this. They're trying to get people into their cities because they claim that's where the revenue comes from.
Yeah, this is record. This must be record revenue for these businesses.
And they just shot it down. They're shooting it down as we speak because they've been made to look like fools. They have been called out as tyrants. They've been made to look like fools, and they can't handle it.
The judge in the case said it was disturbing that Tamara Litch didn't have a plan to get home after other organizers started getting arrested. Well, how's she supposed to get home?
You
froze her bank account.
Probably took her vehicle, too.
Well, I don't know how she got there.
And her dog.
Well, yeah, there's a good chance of that. A lot of vehicles were towed. By the way, the police put out a notice on their Twitter account saying, if your vehicle was towed, you have to wait 7 days before you can even go and get it back. So a minimum 7-day impound.
Wow.
So it's not like you could just hop on down to the tow yard the same day or the next day and pay pay whatever arbitrary amount they want to extract from you. No, now it's that times 7.
Do you think they're even going to allow the trucks back?
Well, that's another question.
If this mayor has any control, he's going to be taking them.
It's crazy.
And by the way, did you hear about the animals, the pets?
They were going to be basically stolen.
They're also impounded, and they have been threatened that if they didn't come and get them in time, I think like 8 days or so, they were going to be put down.
Right, and they said they were taking kids from people, too. Like, if they catch you with your kid, there was a threat by the police that if we catch you with the child, we're going to take your child, put them somewhere, quote-unquote, safe, and you may face some sort of penalty, you know, like child endangerment, some sort of criminal charge.
Well, you know what? I know we're only 40 minutes into the program, but I'm going there. You guys who are upholding this, who are cracking down on these peaceful protesters, you're a bunch of Nazis.
Yeah,
literally.
Sure.
Literally, you are a bunch of Nazis. Papers, please. Confiscating kids.
Yeah.
Horrible. You're horrible people.
Don't think it can't happen here. Because it absolutely
can. Like I said, we're different. We're a different breed.
I don't know,
I don't know that it's going to be similar. I think that they're... Look at Black Lives Matter. Look at Wall Street. A bunch of kids that were doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Black Lives Matter burning things down. We're a different breed.
Well, Black Lives Matter in Toronto and elsewhere.
But they're Canadian Black Lives Matter. I'm talking about Americans, man.
I don't know. I think you're giving Americans too much credit.
They're not going to be violent enough?
I don't think Americans are going to get violent. I think they're pretty much...
You take an American trucker's dog away from him and or his kid, and it's going to get violent.
All right. I guess we'll see. I mean, I don't think violence is the solution, but I do understand that people will go there. Right. When
it's a cycle, man, and we are at the end of the 80-year cycle. It is the tree of liberty. Mm. It's got to be fed. It is dying. It is dehydrated. It is drying up, and people don't know what to do. People are creating problems that aren't real problems when they should be focused on things like this.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's going to be interesting to see what transpires in the next 10 days because I'm skeptical that this thing's even real. This trucker.
You mean like it's
going to
be kind of like the last one in 2020? The last convoy that never really took off?
Was there one in 2020?
I don't remember what year it was. But anyway, the Aussies had a real nice one for a couple of days.
That was like a few months ago.
No, I'm talking about the one a year and a half ago.
Huh.
But I know that there was going to be an American convoy, and there was like two people. I saw one picture with two dudes who were blocking the interstate.
To me, this looks like a setup. The People's Convoy, it looks really suspicious to me. And I understand that there's what looks like a legitimate kind of organization behind it. One of them is called the American Foundation for Civil Liberties and Freedom, the AFCLF. So, I mean, I want to believe that this is real, but the fact that they want truckers to register seems really suspicious.
Get out of here.
No, I'm telling you, it's right on the website, thepeoplesconvoy.org. Truckers, register here.
What for?
Quote, unquote, for security and reimbursement purposes. I'm not sure how it's going to give you any security.
Reimbursement might be the option.
Well, that's what they're trying to get people to do. It's like, hey, you want to get a little money out of this, then you got to put your name down here, and we'll pay you. But to me, that's like, okay, here's the list of people, feds. Here's the list of Department of Transportation. Here's the list of people you need to go after. They're going to have that list. So if this is real, great. But the way it looks to me is like, oh, my God, if I were a trucker going to join this thing, I sure as hell wouldn't put my name on a dotted line.
I wouldn't do it at all. But, I mean, if you consider the amount of power that has been gobbled up in the last week, Canadian power from the state, I can only imagine that the American bureaucrats are slathering all over themselves, wishing they could have that same amount of control, being able to lock it down, be able to martial law, being able to control your bank account. Oh, man, if anything, I think you're absolutely right. I think this might be a setup just for another power grab.
Yeah, it could be. The number here is 603-283-6160. We're definitely going to keep an eye on it, though, and you are welcome to join us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship.
Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Talking about the Freedom Convoy in Canada, where the organizer, one of the organizers, has been denied bail. We'll continue to update you on that situation. Plus, coming up, are there two realities when it comes to these things? Conan wants to dig into, I don't know if it's an esoteric view. We'll see. I'm not sure where you're coming from on this, Conan, but we're going to find that out on the way here. It's Ian and Conan in the studio. And the phones are open to you. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Again, 603-283-6160. Let's talk first to Jared calling us from, I didn't get that part, Jared. Where are you calling from tonight?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Welcome to Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to point out the fact that the Canadian government banned semi-automatic firearms last year. And the confiscation date is April 30th.
Hold up. They banned them last year? I thought that semi-autos were very difficult to own in Canada generally for quite a long time.
Generally, yes, but they put a full-out ban / buyback. And the buyback date or the confiscation date is April 30th of 2022.
Wow.
Wait. And how do you define semi-automatic? Because I thought all rifles were...
He said handgun. Didn't you say handgun?
No, rifles.
Oh, rifles.
I thought all rifles were semi-automatic.
Canada were banned in Canada.
I'm sorry. That's what I misunderstood you. I thought I heard handgun, and I was just, you didn't say it. So, yeah, it was handguns that were highly unavailable in Canada. Rifles have been available with the restrictions, as I understand it. Now you're saying private ownership of any semi-automatic rifle in Canada will be illegal come this April?
Yes. And
wow.
Up until this point,
they've had
about a 0.2% turn-in on these weapons.
Lots of boating accidents, huh?
Yes, very many.
Wow, that's really scary.
Well,
I did not know
like
that.
I said before, New Zealand, Australia, comparing them to Canada, they also have the same problem. There's not a whole lot of guns around available to those people. And, it really makes a difference. This is why it's the second freedom in this country that the right to bear arms, and that's why it's so important. That's why it's number two. And when you take the guns away from the people, the governments can just trample all over them.
So are there going to be guns that will still be legal after this April?
I'm not sure on that. I think maybe lever actions or bolt actions. Mm-hmm. It could be a similar thing to Australia.
Mm-hmm.
What they've done, I know they had a mass shooting in what was the province? It was up in Nova Scotia, where the guy went around and broke into people's homes and shot them and shot four or five Mounties up there.
When was this?
And after that happened, it was in 2020.
Well, I didn't hear about this.
I forget the exact name of the location where it happened. I know it was in Nova Scotia.
And so they started cracking down?
Yes. Yeah, they used this mass shooting in particular because there was a bunch of federal authorities that got shot in that instance too. Crack down and put in a full-on ban on semi-automatic rifles.
According to the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, which is like the FBI basically in Canada, as I understand it, on May 1st, 2020, the government of Canada has prohibited 9 types of firearms by make and model and their variants, and firearms with a bore of 20 millimeter or greater, and those firearms capable of discharging a projectile with a muzzle energy greater than 10,000 joules, and the upper receivers of M16, AR-10, AR-15, and M4 pattern firearms. And then they give some details about that. But there are 9 types of firearms that are now prohibited, including the M16, AR-10, AR-15 rifles, and M4 carbine, Ruger and Mini 14, the M14 rifle, VZ-58, Robinson Armament XCR, CZ Scorpion EVO-3, Beretta CX-4, Sig Sauer, a couple things there, Swiss Arms, etc. So there's some very specific guns that have been prohibited, and then as I mentioned, the anything that discharges projectiles with more than 10,000 joules of energy. An amnesty order is in effect until April 30th, 2022 to protect individuals who were in legal possession of one or more of these newly prohibited firearms or devices on the day the amendments came into force, which was May 1st of 2020, from criminal liability for unlawful possession. It also provides gun owners with the time to come into compliance with the law. Government officials are currently in the process of refining requirements and developing program design and implementations for a buyback program. Further information will be communicated in due course. Until that program is implemented, anyone who possesses a newly prohibited firearm must ensure it's securely stored in accordance with the storage requirements. These firearms cannot be legally used, sold, or imported, and can only be transported or transferred within Canada under certain conditions as provided in the amnesty, such as deactivating the firearm or returning the firearm to the residence of the lawful owner. If you relinquish a newly prohibited firearm or device before the implementation of the buyback program, you won't be eligible for compensation.
Am I understanding correctly that these weapons are going to be grandfathered in if they get them before the date?
That's what I'm not real clear on at this point.
I don't think there was a grandfather.
Hmm.
Because they won't get paid if they wait until after the date, but I'm not clear whether they'll be able to keep them or not, which that wouldn't make any sense, and I don't know why the politicians would even put that clause in there, because they don't want them to keep them.
Right, yeah, that's not clear to me either. It just says, effective immediately, owners of newly prohibited firearms and devices are to keep them securely stored
right.
In accordance with their previous classification.
You can't sell them, you can't buy them again, you can't give them away. You can use it, but you cannot
use them.
But can you own them?
That's what's not clear.
Huh.
At least at my initial read through this, which, you know, government legalese is not my specialty, so it's...
Well, regardless, it's effed up.
Yep.
It's straight, screwed up, and I don't know why people are putting up with it.
Absolutely.
Jared, thanks for bringing that up to us tonight. Anything else you want to share?
No, that would be all. Thank you, gentlemen.
Appreciate the call tonight. If you're up in Canada and you know, because again, he was just calling from Oklahoma. So if you're up there in Canada, you're a gun owner, and you have obviously availed yourself of, I presume, these various different threats by the government gang there, and you want to clue us in onto exactly how will this affect people who already have these devices. Are they going to be forced to relinquish them? It's just not clear to me at this point, but again, if you want to weigh in, the number is 603-283-6160. 6160.
By the way, I did go to a good old Facebook, mm-hmm. and checked out the People's Convoy there, the official People's Convoy. 148,000 members in less than 30 days.
Okay.
And these posts are heavily commented on. I mean, thousands of comments. They've got maps of the routes that they're going to be taking to all emerge mm-hmm. right there at D.C. This is a well-traveled group. So maybe it's legit. Maybe.
All right, a little bit more here on the firearm prohibition. According to this info, a firearm exceptions are included under the amnesty order to allow for the continued use of the newly prohibited firearms if previously non-restricted by individuals who hunt or trap to sustain themselves or their families and by indigenous persons exercising aboriginal or treaty rights to hunt. At the end of the amnesty period, all firearm owners must comply with the new law.
But again, what is the new law? If you can you keep them or not?
I don't know.
So they say you can't use them. You can't sell them. You can't give them away. You can't get any compensation from the government if you sell them back. But can you own the gun? And what does it mean to be self-sustaining?
Good question.
I'm just filling my freezer full of deer every year, but I have a grocery store right down the road. Is that going to disqualify me because I have access to a store?
Yeah, it does sound like the Australian situation where some rifles are allowed to be in the possession of farmers or whatever.
Yeah, to hunt rats,
hunt varmints, hunt or whatever,
kangaroo or whatever whatever they have over there.
So it does sound really, really bad. And apparently, like you said, that's coming up. That amnesty period or whatever is going to end on April 30th.
You know, I usually comment on places like California for people to get the hell up out of there. California's a lost cause. Mm-hmm. But I can't say that about Canada. It's a beautiful country. It's got some really nice people.
Well, if they don't succeed, then it's a lost cause.
But I mean, what am I going to say to these people who want these truckers and mm-hmm. these gun owners? I can't say leave Canada.
I could say it. Leave Canada.
Go
where? To New Hampshire.
All right.
If you're a freedom-loving, libertarian, voluntarist type, get to New Hampshire and like marry somebody here.
Or bring your significant other with you to New Hampshire.
Well, then it'd be harder to probably immigrate if you have a significant other. Then you have to like apply for the federal government. They've got like a lottery or
whatever. Canadians have to go through all that red tape too. They can't just come on over.
Yeah, it ain't easy to move to the United States.
They blend right on in. You can't tell.
They have their ways. Right, more coming up here. Hour 2's next. You can join us. It's free time.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.